I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has ousted his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and is replacing him with CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who is set to be succeeded by Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel. Trump shared why he chose Pompeo as Tillerson's replacement.
I respect his intellect. I respect the process that we've all gone through together. We have a very good relationship for whatever reason, chemistry.
A senior White House official said Tuesday Tillerson's ouster occurred at this time because Trump wanted to have his new team in place in advance of upcoming talks with North Korea and various other ongoing trade negotiations. President Trump acknowledged Tuesday British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England, but stopped short of blaming Moscow until, quote, we get the facts straight.
Theresa May is going to be speaking to me today. It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia, and I would certainly take that finding as fact.
Neil Basu, senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing, told reporters they were not declaring a person of interest or naming a suspect at this time. President Trump claimed vindication after the House Intelligence Committee concluded Monday that Russia carried out cyber attacks on American political institutions during the 2016 presidential election, but without colluding with his campaign. The public will not see the report until Democrats have reviewed it, and the intelligence community has decided what information can become public, a process that could take weeks. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis made an unannounced visit to Kabul, Afghanistan, Tuesday, in the first trip by a Trump administration official to Afghanistan since President Ashraf Ghani offered to hold peace talks with the Taliban. The Taliban have not yet officially responded to that offer, but Mattis told reporters there were signs elements of the Taliban were interested. The United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria is condemning the flagrant violation of international humanitarian law by all of Syria's warring parties and calls for them to be held accountable for their crimes. Lisa Schlein has that story.
7 years into the Syrian conflict, the killing goes on with no end in sight. Commission Chair Paolo Pinheiro tells the UN Council the killing fields have never gone away. They have just moved their locality. Pinheiro is calling for an immediate end to intentional and indiscriminate attacks on civilian populations and for the delivery of food, water, medicine, and other critical aid. Pinheiro says only a political solution will end this conflict. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran Tuesday disclosed that it and Pakistan had foiled two suicide attacks on Iran's territory by militants based in Pakistan. Caroline Pursuti reports.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif made the revelation during an official visit to Islamabad. He said the attacks had been planned for this past Monday. Zarif did not give further details or identify the perpetrators. Tehran has long alleged that anti-Iranian Sunni extremists use hideouts in the Pakistani border province of Balochistan for plotting terrorism against Iran, a country of mostly Shiite Muslims. Caroline Pursuti, VOA News.
An explosion struck the convoy of the Palestinian prime minister as he was making a rare visit to Gaza. Pernell Murdoch has more.
The prime minister's Fatah party called it an assassination attempt. The explosion went off shortly after the convoy entered Gaza through the Erez crossing with Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah was unharmed and went on to inaugurate a long-awaited sewage plant project in the northern part of the strip. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. Army General Joseph Votel signaled support for the Iran nuclear deal, saying the agreement, which President Donald Trump has threatened to withdraw from, has played an important role in addressing Iran's nuclear program. Speaking at the Senate Armed Services Committee, Votel said that if the agreement goes away, then we'll have to find another way to deal with Iran's nuclear weapons programs. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The Voice of America. VOA.